Hello and welcome to Bytes by MSDN. I'm Tim Huckabee and we have a special guest today. It's Brian Keller from Microsoft.
How you doing, Tim?
I'm good, Brian. How are you doing?
Always a pleasure to see you.
Thank you so much for coming. You are a senior technical evangelist for Microsoft at a corporate level, but that really barely scratches what you do, right? You are focused on ALM, Application Lifecycle Management.
That's right.
In the Visual Studio 11 product.
That's right. So I work closely with the product team. I work with customers who want to kind of take a look at what we have coming out around the developer previews and the betas and even start doing some early adoption of that and then take their feedback back to the product team so we can really ship a rock solid product. And then once we do ship that product, then some of my customers become showcases to show, hey, look at what's possible with everything we've shipped here.
And these are exciting times. You guys have done quite a bit in Visual Studio 11 as it relates to ALM. Do you mind summing up some of the exciting stuff in that space?
Yeah, that's right, Tim. So every time we take a look at what we can do to deliver great application lifecycle management, we really like to take a holistic look at all of the different roles, the people that are involved in the software development process, whether that's in terms of gathering requirements for your software or actually just building great software, testing that software, and then deploying it as well. So if you remember in the 2010 release, we released a new set of tools targeted at manual testers so that they can start tracking their test cases and their test plans right alongside within Team Foundation Server against the code that's being written by your programmers. In Visual Studio 11 and Team Foundation Server 11, we are expanding that to include, at the beginning, your stakeholders. So how do you make sure that you're getting the right requirements out of your stakeholders so you know what your team needs to go build? And this morning here at Dev Connections, I showed a new PowerPoint storyboarding tool that you can use to kind of help rapidly prototype your applications. We have a new feedback tool that can kind of be the next best thing to being in the room as your users are using your applications because it can capture video recordings, audio annotations, notes, screenshots, that kind of thing. And of course, as developers, our jobs are not done when we just build the software and kind of, you know, hand it off to the operations team. So we also have a number of DevOps scenarios as well, such as the ability to use IntelliTrace in production to get rich diagnostics and debugging stacks out of your production application back into the development world. So it's really exciting, as you say, and I'm excited for us to kind of go from where we're at now around the beta and march that on the road towards RTM.
Yeah, clearly I can see in your voice you're excited about it. I mean, these are exciting times.
Yeah.
Which is another fun part of your job, or maybe the most fun part of your job, is you're the demo guy. Right, for the big corporate execs. So for the next months, as we march toward the RTM of this awesome product, you're the guy up there on stage, probably all over the world, right?
That's right, yeah. So I'm usually the first person they put on airplanes to go demo the product until our field can kind of ramp up and do that themselves. But I get to work with guys like Jason Zander, who like to do lots of demos and be very hands-on. So when he needs an ALM demo, he comes to me and I give him something that he can put on stage. So it's I've got the best job at the company, but don't tell anyone else because I don't want any competition.
Truly, truly, you are in a great product team, you know, that has years lead on any competition around there.
I like to think so.
Yeah. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
It's going to be fun as it comes into RTM. Absolutely. Thank you so much for coming. Thank you for what you and your team do. And thank you guys for watching.